Welcome to the Seth Gruber Show. We are coming to you again from NRB, National Religious Broadcasters, with such warriors for the faith, for life, and for liberty. And so we're sitting down right now with Dr. Alveda King to talk about the culture, to talk about what's happening in our country, to talk about the plight of the unborn, and to talk about awakening the church finally to fulfill her spiritual obligation of ending child sacrifice in America. Dr. Alveda, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Seth. It's good to join you and your viewers, your listeners.
Yeah, thank you. We had a wonderful time with you. For you guys that didn't know, we actually had Alveda come and speak at our D.C. rally the night before the March for Life, and you just had an incredible word of encouragement, and we're just so grateful for how faithful of a voice you've been for our precious preborn brothers and sisters and for waking people up. With your uncle's Memorial Day very recently, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I just wanted to ask you, with the insanity happening in our country right now, with pro-life sidewalk counselors being arrested, with pro-lifers being labeled racist if they're standing outside an abortion center pleading with a mom to choose life because, you know, pro-lifers are the real racists because black women need abortion more, so that makes us the racist. Like, you had such clarity in this fight for so long. What would be kind of your exhortation to both the pro-life movement and the church in these sort of insane days we're in?
Seth, I was born in 1951, January 22nd, 1951, which for many years in America was Roe v. Wade Day until it was overturned.
That's right.
And so when that law was overturned, I believe that eyes also opened. I believe that it is time for the church, especially young people, and I don't mean the four walls where you go to church every Sunday and then you forget about it until the next week, but those who have in our hearts a desire to live forever, and we can live forever. I have said that we cannot be afraid of AI, for example. AI is kind of neutral, and it's who's driving it. And I joined TikTok, for example, because my five-year-old granddaughter was twerking on TikTok. So I felt like I had to get on TikTok to say Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And I did, and her friend said, hey, something's wrong with your grandma. She's too old to be on TikTok. I say, TikTok back, they're too young, so let's just get it together. So I believe now that since COVID moved us outside the four walls of the church, and COVID actually did that, that because we can access truth everywhere now, that we should do it, and then we should retweet it, redo it, re-say it, retell it. This is the generation, this is the decade, and these are the platforms.
Yeah.
So if we tell people that abortion is not good, abortion is evil, so you can't use abortion to get rid of abortion, so you can't have, we're going to let an evil abortion be legal for the exceptions of rape, incest, and health of the mother, for example.
Yeah.
Or you're chopping baby body parts off because people don't know that they won't grow back. So how are you going to use evil to drive out evil? Evil cannot drive out evil. My uncle, Martin Luther King Jr., said evil has to be dealt with all the time in every generation. Darkness can't drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate can't drive out hate. Only love can do that. And so all of these idols, we are worshiping these idols. We are burning our babies today. In the when the babies are aborted and incinerated in the fire, that's just straight out idolatry.
Yeah,
and so telling me as a black woman the way you could be healthy is to abort your babies, that's a lie. We have to deal with this.
Dr. Alveda, I saw this, you probably are aware of it. There was a tweet from a Planned Parenthood Twitter account, one of their regional chapters, from 2019, and it said, scary stats, and here's what it said. It said, if you're a black woman in America, you are more likely to die from childbirth, from giving birth, from abortion. So what is a young ovulating black woman come away with reading that?
She's afraid, so if I ever get pregnant, I better make sure I guard it. I better take pills that are going to give me breast cancer, cervical cancer, and everything so I won't die.
Yep.
You take all that stuff and you will die.
That's right.
And so it's a lie that people are believing as the truth.
Amen.
And I've, of course, passed childbearing, but I have six living children and 11 grandchildren.
Wow.
And we, you know, women, our lives are saved in childbirth. Our lives are saved. Our breasts heal when we nurse our babies.
That's true.
Somebody should just tell that. Yeah. I mean, these were made to heal us, not to kill us.
Wow. Wow. Praise God. Alveda, I have a film coming out this summer called The 1916 Project. So it's not the 1619 project.
Right, the 19.
From Nicole Hannah-Jones.
Yes.
It's the 1916 project.
Good for you.
1916 is the year that Margaret Sanger opened up the first brick and mortar birth control clinic in the Brownsville section of New York.
Yes.
That was the first physical unfolding of what was previously just ideology.
Yeah.
And she began her demonic revolution.
And she pushed it and she tricked millions and millions and millions of us. And so I would always say, who hurt Margaret Sanger? Who warped her into believing that only by killing can you live? Wow. Because that's a lie. It's
demonic.
A lie. Yeah, it is demonic.
What would you say to members of my generation who think that Margaret Sanger is the patron saint of feminism, she's the birth control queen, and, except for when she said the massive Negroes, particularly in the South, are still breeding carelessly and disastrously, with the result that the increase among Negroes, even more than among whites, is from that portion of the population least intelligent and fit.
And she said, colored people like weeds, they need to be exterminated. Let's not let that get out. Let's cultivate them. Let's pay their preachers and their leaders to tell them another narrative. And so she was successful with that, but people are waking up. I have a song, Seth, it's on YouTube, Alveda King, Kingdom Music Remastered, Occupy. It's Occupy Remastered.
Yeah.
And it says that occupy till Jesus comes with truth.
That's right, yeah.
And do it with, you know, the tools that he has already given us. And the truth is we should live and we should not die.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, as we wind down, Alveda, I want to ask you one question, and I think you've probably gotten it before.
But first, we want to give a thank you to our sponsor, Every Life Diaper Company. Every Life Diaper. Go to everylife.com. Use promo code Seth10. Listen, do you have grandkids? Do you have nieces or nephews? Do you buy diapers for your aunts or uncles or for your grandkids or for your kids' kids or for your kids? Are you still having babies? You got lots of poop around the house? What about your nursery at your church? Maybe you're a pregnancy resource center. Maybe you just want to gift someone for a baby shower. Every major diaper company in America rhetorically or financially supports the abortion industry. Wild, unreal, can't make it up. The baby industry helping subsidize the killing of babies so they sell less diapers. Every Life Diaper, the only pro-life diaper company in America. And why do we have them as a sponsor of this show? Because you can't defeat a culture of death by funding that culture of death. You need to fight with your wallets and your dollars and be a steward of the money God has given you. Go to everylife.com, everylife.com, promo code Seth10 for 10% off your first order. Everylife.com. Thank you for being a sponsor of the Seth Gruber Show.
There is proof that Martin Luther King Jr. had won the Margaret Sanger Award.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to get your thoughts on that. I read the speech that was given on his behalf there.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, from my research, that he probably didn't support abortion.
He didn't support abortion.
He only maybe kind of tricked into supporting.
No, he supported.
I want your thoughts on that.
He supported what we do today. It's called, I forgot what they called it in his day, but don't have sex when you ovulate, you can't get pregnant.
Natural.
That natural family planning is what he supported. And if you really read all of his speeches and you read that speech, obviously you see he didn't write that speech.
Right.
His wife went because she supported that agenda. He did not.
Wow.
So Martin Luther King was never pro-abortion.
Right.
Never, yeah. never.
What do you think your uncle would say to America and the church today if he was alive in 2024, seeing how our culture currently looks?
My daddy, A.D. King, his brother, my granddaddy, and my uncle were very, very pro-life. Martin Luther King Jr. said the Negro cannot win if he's willing to sacrifice the futures of his children for immediate personal comfort and safety.
Wow.
Abortion threatens all of that. So,
wow. Hey,
let's choose life.
That's amazing. Wow. Well, thank you, Alveda, for your voice. We're so proud of you. Thanks for coming by our ministry table and for your voice. And we're going to get you a copy of the 1916 Project film when it comes out.
Okay.
We're going to go deeper than almost anyone else has on what I call the hidden history of the secular moral revolution.
All right.
And Sanger as the patron saint, the mother of the sexual revolution, who really helped architect this culture of death. And so thank you for standing against that culture and inspiring so many people in my
thank
generation.
You,
bless you.
Yeah.